You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
First of all, it's opening day, home opener day for the Rockies. They may have lost four in a row, but everyone's going to be very upbeat and positive today. It's the home opener. It's always a good time downtown. Game time is a little after 2 o'clock. Mix 100 will be at the Thirsty Lion from 11 to 2. So, stop by. Jeremy will be there for a while.
Yeah, let's have a beer.
Give him a little noogie. And if you're going to the game, you'll get your first look at some of the new rules in baseball, we should point out. There's a pitch clock now in order to speed up the games. I was looking at some of the times of some of the ball games that have been played.
Yeah, they're not
sure.
Down.
There are still some that are a little lengthy, but the majority seem to be done in 2.5 hours.
I was watching a story about this morning. They're knocking a good 30 minutes off a game because of these
Isn't
pitch
it something?
Clocks. So yeah, that's great if you're watching it from home, especially because it's
one of
quicker.
Those first six Rockies games on the road. They had one of them that was, I want to say, like 2 hours, 4 minutes or something. Now we're talking.
Yeah. They've got to shave another 45 minutes off the game. We're good.
So they got a pitch clock. That's
yep.
One new rule. The bases are larger,
yep.
Which is kind of interesting.
3 inches.
And this is my favorite new rule of the players in the outfield. When there's a pop fly coming to them, they must spin around 3 times before they can catch it.
That's really good.
So that's really
fun.
Cool.
That's
so
really
watch
cool.
For that today. Congratulations to our Denver Nuggets. They've been playing pretty poorly for the last month, but they wrapped up the number one seed for the playoffs when the Memphis Grizzlies lost last night. So, hey, if we have to back into the number one seed, that's fine. It is the first time in team history that the Nuggets have had the number one seed for the postseason.
Right on.
And the Nuggets have been around a long time.
Well, that'll make our company very happy because they own the Nuggets.
Sure will.
Everyone's going to be in a good mood today.
Slapshot Broadcasting is thrilled because The Avs clinched a playoff berth and the Nuggets are the number one seed. So that's all cool.
Right on.
The hot new job skill that they're pimping out there, they're saying, look, if you got to put your resume together, here's the hot new job skill you've got to learn. And that is the artificial intelligence tool known as ChatGPT. The new one, GPT-4, came out a couple of weeks ago. This stuff is phenomenal.
We need a better name for it, though, immediately.
Boy, I'll tell you what, they don't, because it has spread like wildfire.
It's a lot of fun. I've messed with it, too. It's a little scary, but it's fun.
Resume Builder found hundreds of job listings already mentioning bosses saying, if you know how to use ChatGPT, you are in demand. And if you're saying, well, I don't know it, well, that's what YouTube is for. Go on to YouTube, watch a couple of videos, learn how to do it, because one's going to be that far ahead of you. It's been out for less than 6 months, so it's not like somebody's got a 5-year advantage.
No, get on it now, start learning it. I know Microsoft has their own version coming out. I think Google's got their own version coming out. I've used it a few times for keywords. When I need keywords for things, I'll plug it in and it'll give you a list of a bunch
Spit
of keywords.
Them out.
It's so convenient. So nice.
It's really cool. Yeah. I've been really interested in the back and forth. People saying that it's horrific, we shouldn't do it, and other people who say we should. The point is that debate is senseless because it is here and it's not going to go away.
Yeah.
So if you're the, I don't want that, well,
too bad. Like, it's here.
It's like saying, I don't want, cell phones.
Yeah,
well,
no, it's here.
They're here. They're not
and
going
away. And
it's
just kind of cute and fun now. And then, a few years down the road, it'll just shut down our water treatment facilities. No problem.
It'll kill us all off. Hey, the only reason I'm bringing up this story is because I knew you would lose your mind over it. There was this interview with Darius Rucker. He was talking about why he switched over to country music. That part is not important. The important part was at the end of the story, they talked about how he has reunited with the rest of the band. So Hootie is out doing some shows.
No way.
But what I saw was really cool. Listen to this lineup. They're calling it Hootie Fest. It's one event down in Cancun. But I'm wondering if they'll take this on the road. Hootie Fest has Hootie and the Blowfish, the Gin Blossoms, the Goo Goo Dolls, Collective Soul,
This
and
is
bare naked ladies.
Greatest so, thing of all time.
If you take bare naked ladies out, it would be like a perfect lineup for 90s
kids. They could play like two or three of their songs. But yeah. Wow. I want
Isn't
to go
something?
To there.
Yeah, and it's in Cancun, so you can go party
yeah,
down there.
All right.
Like it's later this month if you want to buy a
Why
ticket.
Why is it got to be in Cancun, though? Like,
well, that's what I'm saying.
Here in the
My
States.
Guess is they're going to see what the dollars would be if they took this on the road.
Yeah. Man.
What do you want me to play after that story?
If you want to play Hootie, I'm fine with that all day long. My God.
What Hootie have I not played lately?
Oh, God, they're all so good. Let Her Cry is good. I Only
Too
Wanna
slow.
Be With You is good.
I Go Blind.
Even better.
I'll get that one fixed, and I'll play it for you after the trending report.
All right, right on.
What else is going on?
I have just a touch more baseball news, Jer on sports here, because we're talking about the new food items coming to Coors Field. So if you go wandering into the stadium today, you're going to have a few new choices. There's a whole list of them. I'll give you some of the greatest hits. How about the barbecue chicken mac and cheese sandwich? A potato bun with pulled chicken on it, topped with barbecue sauce, and then they put a big old dollop of white cheddar mac and cheese on it. Hells yes. You can pick yourself up some green chili cheese fries, which is shoestring French fries, green pork chili, jack cheese, some sort of Wisconsin breaded cheese curds, and then the list goes on with the ingredients on that. And I'll give you one more. How about the stuffed tater kegs? Jumbo cheese stuffed tater tots with boom boom sauce. Or a jumbo buffalo chicken stuffed tater tots with ranch dip.
I am an expert on
Tell
boom boom
me more
sauce.
About this boom boom sauce that you speak of.
I
My
have to show
goodness.
You.
They also have an area now called the Chill Zone. It's up behind Section 105. It's kind of a free-form, open air. You go in, you grab your own drink, you grab your own snack, and then you walk out. And it's using that technology that Amazon has at some of their Amazon grocery stores where it just kind of reads the stuff that you're taking as you walk out, and it automatically charges whatever account it's hooked up to.
So Amazon. You have to scan your phone on the way
in. I would imagine you have to have some sort of app or something. Dig a little deeper. It's using Amazon's Just Walk Out technology. So it has something to do with Amazon and the Amazon app, and you just pick things up. You walk out, it recognizes what you're leaving with, and it charges your Amazon account,
Dang.
It sounds like.
We live in the future. Man.
That's pretty cool. You can get back to your seat just a little bit faster, just to, you know, get back down there and be bored for a little bit. P. Diddy is in trending this morning. You guys remember P. Diddy? Back in 97, he sampled Every Breath You Take by the Police. And I guess he didn't get permission. He used it in his song, I'll Be Missing You, one of P. Diddy's greatest songs. And I guess because he didn't get permission, he had to kind of settle up with Sting and pay him every day for the rights to use that song. And P. Diddy was out making the rounds for something, and he was talking about this, and he has to pay Sting $5,000 per day just to be able to keep that sample in that song. I guess they're friends now. Everything's great. Which, obviously, if somebody was paying me $5,000 a day, I think I would feel just
I'd be very
fine.
Friendly to them.
But, my God, can you imagine having to fork that much
it
money
It sounds
out?
Like they are kind of kidding around a little bit with this.
Really?
Yeah. A little bit. I'm not saying he doesn't pay him. I think he does. But
yeah,
I think the $5,000 was a bit of a joke.
Well, Sting originally said $2,000, and then Diddy captioned something that said, nope, it was $5,000 a day.
Yeah, that's like $2 million a year.
Diddy's got it, man. Diddy's got it.
I don't know,
it.
But it just shows you the power of the song rights these days.
Yeah, pretty crazy.
You own the rights to your songs.
Yep, cash money. Speaking of cash money, if you want to take a look, TMZ snapped an overhead shot of Kim Kardashian's house the other day, and she had all of her cars lined up, her luxury car collection outside of her house. 8 cars, all gray in color for some reason. But then they started adding up the value of these 8 cars sitting there. $2.1 million for 8 cars being parked outside with the birds pooping on them.
That's vulgar.
It's insane. And some of them are duplicates. Like, she's got a couple Cadillac Escalades and a couple Range Rovers.
$2 million worth of fancy cars. That's
that
vulgar.
Nutty? So nutty. Ladies, I got a story here for you. We had a woman actually call in yesterday and said that she wanted to run away with Jason Momoa. Good news for you. There's a couple new movies with him coming out. They've now set a date for the new Aquaman, The Lost Kingdom. It's coming out. And he's going to be heading up a live-action Minecraft film. So moms can bring their kids to the Minecraft movie and actually enjoy it. It's coming out April 4th, 2025. They don't really know what he's going to be playing in that movie.
Yeah,
but anyway,
cares,
one of the biggest movies of all time. But
he
it
could
doesn't
just go
matter.
Walking through and it doesn't,
doesn't
matter.
Matter.
If he's at- yeah.
Moms everywhere are going to be like, you guys want to go see that new Minecraft movie?
No yeah. doubt.
Oh, man.
Two movies I will die without ever seeing.
Yeah.
But. Good for
him.
I'll
probably see the Minecraft one just because my kids. That's the only video game that I really like them playing because it gives them such an opportunity to be creative because you have to build these worlds and build houses and there's like architecture involved and a lot of creativity. And that's the one I'm fine with them playing because it's good for their brains. What else? Apple filed a patent at the trademark office for AirPods case with a touch display now. I guess this touch display on the little AirPod case will allow you to control everything that you're listening to. So, and it gives them a chance to add about another $250 bucks to the cost. And real quick, since I teased this, a new study found this morning that the scent of peppermint can reduce aggressive driving behaviors. They say the compounds in peppermint oil have been known to have a positive, calming effect on the brain, help with depression, stress, anxiety, and apparently if you put a little peppermint rear view mirror window hangy thing in your car, it'll chill you out just a little bit. I
agree
with
this.
The
caveat with that is that they said it's the high end stuff. It's like essential oil. So if it's just a peppermint scent, it won't do it. Yeah, you got to invest in the good
stuff. You can't hang a candy cane from your mirror and expect your driving to improve.
Right.
Anyway, all right, let's do some clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. If you can stand this, there's a 3-year-old girl named Audrey. And she's like one of those heavy metal hardcore singers. She's on TikTok, and she sings songs about the Easter Bunny and Tooth Fairy and all that, but in a very heavy metal, la 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 la. But she's 3, so it's kind of cute, but super annoying. So check it out. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Hey, it's viral right now. That's
you know,
it.
That describes a lot of things in this world, doesn't it? Kind of cute, but annoying.
Super annoying.
Some people describe our show that
that's
way.
That's right, yeah.
That's what's trending with your boys in the morning.